Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to see another year, because we know there are some people who did not make it into 2021. And as we start a new year, we will continue with our old teaching, Judge Yourself. For this teaching will be number 8. Wow, wait a minute. We have a new beginning in 2021, and this teaching is 8. And the number 8 means new beginning. You know, whether you have a new beginning in 2021 is not up to God. Your pastor, your mommy, your daddy, your brother, your sister, your mom, you know. But it's all up to you. And we must come to a place of self-judgment in our lives in 2021. And change some things that we did in 2020. Do you know what the definition of insanity is, they say? It is doing the same thing again and again and again, but expect to get a different result. Well, my friend, change is coming in 2021, whether you want it or you're ready for it or not. But if you handle it in God by coming to a place where you can judge people and situations and circumstances whatsoever, then it will be a happy new year. But if not, it will be continued insanity until you learn those lessons that God wants you to learn. Before I really get back into what the Lord has for us today, I just wanted to let everyone know that for free you can get all the recordings, all 7 of them, or you can get 4 articles that cover the same material, again, for free, just for the asking. All you have to do is just use the email at the end of this broadcast, and then you could also take the opportunity to share your thoughts and comments with us that we always look forward to reading. Okay, really, back into Judge Yourself. The writer of the Hebrews, I believe to be Paul, shares, "Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin," Hebrews 12 and 4. Here Paul is not talking about the blood of Jesus taking care of us. He is talking about believers' resistance against sin. And my friend, there are many believers' resistance is pretty low. Generally, few believers want to resist sin until they are bleeding, they are sick, you know, they are uncomfortable at least. In Matthew 16 and 19, Jesus says, "And whatsoever thou shalt bind," and that word bind there means to gather to, like you're binding or gathering 2 sheaves of wheat. "So whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Now, Jesus was not talking about the unscriptural, wrong practice that many Pentecostal churches use, binding and loosening spirit. All of that is a bunch of foolishness. But Jesus is talking about whatsoever we bind or we gather to ourselves on earth, they will be waiting for us in heaven, both the good and the bad. And if we do not judge them on earth, God will have to judge them before we can enter into the joys of the Lord. You know, many Christians think that God will do all of the work on earth, making us like His precious Son. Well, this too is dead wrong thinking. We must stop sinning to be like Him. Remember, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from sin, but it does not make us stop sinning. This is our responsibility. This is our duty. This is our reasonable service. We can come to Christ for forgiveness, and Christ can forgive us, but if we do not lay aside the sin, we will be right back at it. Can I get a big amen there? The word resist here in Hebrews 12:4 means to flow in the opposite direction. We need to, yes, you know, we need forgiveness, but how can we dry off with a towel if we are still under the shower and the water is hitting us? Truly, we really do not want to be too uncomfortable in that striving against sin. We do not want to lay aside what we really like. We have to come to self-judgment, and we have to banish sin in our lives. We accept it or we reject it. You know, we believe what we want to, but how we handle truth is one of the greatest measures of our spiritual growth and maturity in our lives. Those ones that we read about in Revelations 14 and 5 seem to keep their gates, or their heart, as we saw last week, close to unclean things. We read, and in their mouth was found no guile. The guile means craftiness or deceitfulness, for they are without fault, without blame, or cannot be accused of any wrong before the throne of God. They were unblemished. They were unblemished ones. God wants us to be like those 144,000 in Revelations 14 and 5, not defiled, without guile, without fault, before the throne. God said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy," and He means it. Well, how can we be holy if we do not know the difference between clean and unclean, holy and unholy? How can the Holy Spirit teach us anything if we do not walk in the truth, and we lie, and we cheat, and we steal? Jesus taught the disciples and the crowd that followed Him in Matthew 5 and 48, "Be ye therefore perfect." That word perfect there is mature, also translated selfless, "even as your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." Jesus meant that. This is God's intention for us. Be ye therefore perfect. We must stop being a child, not knowing how to act and what to say, and not knowing what is holy and what is righteous and what is clean. Jesus had a sense of righteousness about Him. His Father God taught Jesus what to say and do. In John 8:28, we read, "When ye have lifted up," or lifted up there is crucified, "the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am He, that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me." God, Jesus' Father, taught Jesus everything. Wow. He taught Jesus how to judge according to His Father's will. In John 5:30, Jesus said, "I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me." Verse after verse in the Bible, God is calling us to be like Him. He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, who was with the Father from the beginning to earth, in the form of a man, to show us how God, the Father, He loves and He operates and He functions. Jesus could only say these words because He allowed His Father to work in His life. In Hebrews 5 and 6, we see where Jesus humbled Himself and learned obedience. Did you get that? Jesus learned obedience through the things which He suffered. Wow. In the garden, Jesus said, "Father, not my will." Jesus must have had another will there. "Not my will, but thy will be done." God is calling us to judge like Jesus. And we will never be able to become like Jesus. We'll never be able to judge like Jesus until we learn how to be obedient and humble ourselves and judge righteous judgment. Judge just judgment, just like Jesus. We were made in the image of God, and we are to come to that image and reflect and be like that image. This is God's grand objective in all of this judgment and in all of our lives and in our walk with Him. God is after us looking like, you know, like Jesus, and to judge accordingly, so that we can be brought into a oneness, a closeness with Him. Many believers never come into God's plan and purpose for their lives because they do not want to be conformed into the character and the image of His dear Son, Jesus Christ. And that can be painful, because we must go through God's dealing and judgments for this to happen. But this is God's goal in our lives. Not to be made rich or happy or wonderful or famous or good-looking. Oh, no. God has one goal, one objective in mind, and it is to conform us into the image and the character of His dear Son, Jesus Christ. Wow. To conform us into the character and the image of His dear Son, Jesus Christ, so we will know how to function and flow with the Father in this age and in this time on earth, but more importantly, in the next age and in our next life to come. Wow, what a wonderful, wonderful concept that God has for us. Amen. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, looking forward to 2021 and sharing more with you on Judge Yourself. And I pray that you have a wonderful week, and God's blessings will be on you all this year. Amen.